This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can probably call us, 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. So, again, we were talking about the Trump versus DeSantis primary and the strategy behind it. Team Trump does not want this to be about culture wars. They want it about other stuff. That's why he's made the comments he's made about abortion recently. That's a very dangerous game, like I said. You want to try to pat the pro-lifers like me on the head, convince them you're pro-life enough, but not too pro-life. And look, let's be honest about this. If Trump thinks he already has the primary wrapped up, and he may think that, if he thinks the primary is out of reach and he thinks he already has it wrapped up, maybe it's the smart move. If you're campaigning in a general election against Joe Biden and you know you have to make women hate you less than they do, maybe it's the smart move to try to kind of move off of that stuff. It's all a matter of, do you think you have a competitive primary or not? If they think they do have a competitive primary, that's a dangerous game you're playing. That's a very dangerous game, but we'll see. Look, like I said, me personally, well, that's not going to work for me. I need pro-life. Pro-life is one of those things I don't negotiate on. He's not worried about me. He's worried about other people like that. So we'll find out. 877-377-4373. Jesse, I live in Massachusetts, 20 minutes outside of Boston. By the way, the subject of this one says, I refuse to tuck my tail, Jesse. I live outside of Boston. My home and family are here. Why would I submit to the commies and leave? If every patriot leaves Boston, we give it to the redcoats. No, I'm not leaving. This is my home. This is where I fight, less than a quarter mile from my childhood home. That's why I'm a certified NRA instructor, and I'm not leaving. And his name is Phil. He said I can use his name. One, let me be clear about this. When I tell people to move from blue to red, and I give you all the reasons why. I've given them to you 1,000 times, not just for your protection, for everything. When I tell you that, I understand there are many people who can't because of work or family. And I understand there are people like Phil here who won't. And I don't look down on that at all. I understand it. I honestly, I admire it. No, I'm not giving an inch. No, I'm not giving an inch. I admire it. But for Phil and people who think like Phil, I want you to picture something. Okay? I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine I am a general, a shogun, if you will. Jesse Shogun Kelly. What, Chris? I'm doing an analogy here. Anyway, Jesse Shogun Kelly. And I am on your side. We're on the same side, right? You and me, we're on the same side. We're on Team Freedom. I am in command of 10,000 troops. 10,000 troops are fighting under me, Jesse Shogun Kelly. And we're out in the wilderness. I happen to have my 10,000 troops with me. I have them up in a rock formation on a hill, only one way up to the hill. We're in an outstanding position that we can defend if we dig in. You are not with me. You are down in the valley. You have 2,000 troops and you're not with me. You with me so far? All right. So me and my 10,000, we're up in the hill. You're down in the valley with your 2,000. You and I, we're facing an army of 15,000. So we're a little bit outnumbered. And that 15,000, they're busy surrounding you. You have a chance to get out. And if you get out, you can come up and join me. And now instead of having 10,000 troops dug in on top of the hill, now I have 12,000 because you came up and joined me up there. Now, not only is my position defensible, I've got reinforcements. It's awesome. Or you can stay. You can refuse to come. You can refuse to leave. And let me tell you something. I admire that decision. That's a very brave decision. As the army of 15,000 surrounds you, you're going to die. And we'll all watch you die from on top of the hill. And we will salute you. We'll play taps for you. Maybe we'll play Medal of Honor Monday for you one day. But in the end, you're useless to me. Because you're going to die having served no strategical purpose whatsoever behind enemy lines. And I needed you here. Now I'm 10,000 again against 15,000 because they just surrounded you and stomped you. The tactical retreat is not surrender. It is a skill that has been learned by every military commander in the history of warfare. If you're in a position that is not defensible, don't lose all of your men. Don't throw all of your men away for nothing. My goodness, man, move your men to a position that can possibly be defended. Thus possibly winning the battle, saving your men, giving yourself a chance. You know, we talk a lot about the Japanese in World War II because I love Japan. I've always admitted that. I love Japan. I love the Japanese people. I love the Japanese culture. I know you're going to find this shocking. I like Japanese food. I really like it. The history of it. I just think it's a really cool place. But we talk a lot about Japan and how they conducted themselves during World War II, which was barbaric. It's freaking horrible, right? But one of the most horrible things in all the books I've read about Japan, one of the most horrible things, in my opinion, they did was this. They would routinely, because of their tradition and samurai spirit and all these other things, because of these things, they would take men, oftentimes very capable fighting men, and they would throw them at dug-in American positions. I think about Guadalcanal. When the Marines first landed on Guadalcanal, the Japanese took one of their elite fighting units, a unit that already had tons of experience, and these were the best fighters. I want you to picture Army Rangers. I want you to picture a bunch of Army Rangers. And instead of trying to strategically root the Marines out, hold out, trying to flank them, they just took all their men and said, charge! And they just kept charging the Marines all night long. and the Japanese died in such volume, the biggest problem the Marines had, they had to keep running out in front of the lines and pushing over the stacks of dead Japanese bodies because there were so many dead Japanese, they didn't have a good field of fire anymore. That is criminal. That's a criminal waste of your elite troops. But they would do that to prove bravery and all these other things. That, what does that help? So I'm not dogging on you. No, I'm staying. I'm never leaving. I'm going to fight. I'm really not insulting you. I admire the bravery and I think it's awesome. But brother, I'm in Texas. We have a GOP that is so low T here. I don't think chalk can even help them. Red states across the country, from the Dakotas to Wyoming to South Carolina to Texas. These red state GOPs are pillow soft. They need to toughen up. They need to harden up. I need reinforcements. Phil in Massachusetts, I know you've got family there, brother. I need you here. I need you moving right next to me. I need help. We need to fortify this place because the communist hordes are coming. I need help here. I'm not telling you not to. I'm not telling you to move just because you're scared. I don't think you're scared at all. I'm telling you to move selfishly. I need help. People in the Dakotas need help. We need help. That's why I say it. All right. We'll get to some more emails. I may even take a phone call or two. We do have to talk about consumer debts. Ugh. And Chinese donors and eating bugs and Netflix. We have to talk about your cell phone company, which is garbage. Look, I've been prepping you. What's the date today? May 16th. No big deal. I totally didn't just look at my phone to confirm that date. It's May 16th today. You know June is coming. You know what June is, right? June is Pride Month. What does that mean? That means you're going to be waterboarded with a rainbow tidal wave for an entire month. And if you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, they're going to take your values and flush them down the john, and they're going to take the money you send them every single month, and they're going to spend it on those ads you're going to see next month, and you're going to have to watch those ads, and you're going to have to sit there with the knowledge that you paid for those ads. Or you could just switch to Pure Talk, save a fortune. If you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and data, you actually get a free Samsung Galaxy phone right now. How sick is that? You're supporting a company that shares your values. Switch to Pure Talk. It's easy. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That's all it takes. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't think we don't do a lot of pop culture on the show, do we, Chris? Michael, we don't do a lot of pop culture. It's not my thing. Look, you know what? I shouldn't even tell you this. I'm not even saying anything because what I've discovered is you're terrible people. And whenever I expose any weaknesses like my baldingness or my eyesight or any of my other flaws, you exploit them and attack me. For instance, we had a bunch of people email in after last night and say they wanted me to keep taking phone calls because phone calls make me angry and they think that's hilarious. That's wrong. That's wrong. But I'll come right out and say it. I don't like watching television anymore. I never watch television. So I'm totally out on pop culture. And now I'm 41 going on 71. I never know who anyone is. Whenever anyone brings up, oh, did you see this actress, Rachel Hotchkiss, and she's getting a divorce from Ben Clefchin. And I'm always, I don't know who any of those people are. I never know who anyone is anymore. But I did see that Netflix made a series about Cleopatra. And of course, they made it all black. Well, just remember, Cleopatra wasn't even Egyptian. It's not just that she wasn't black. She wasn't even dark-skinned. Cleopatra was a Greek. She was a Greek. She was part of the Ptolemies. The Ptolemies were, when Alexander died, remember how he split his empire up with all his generals? One of his generals was Ptolemy. Cleopatra was in that family. She was a Greek. So, apparently this series is bombing. Look, people are tired of forcing everything. Everything is crammed down our throats at all times. Everything is forced at all times. And people were sick of it. It's not that people have... Look, I was talking about this yesterday. I don't think people understand, especially younger people. It's not that you're dumb, younger people. I'm not doing that thing. You just weren't alive. You weren't alive to understand how little racial tension there was in America during the, I'd say, 90s, 80s and 90s. It's not that there wasn't any. That's ridiculous. There's always racial tension. Whenever you have different cultures, you're always going to have tensions there. There are always going to be problems. I'm not trying to look at it through rose-colored glasses. But it was just nothing we thought about. When we sat down to watch TV on a Friday night, we would watch Full House, you know, a bunch of white people in San Francisco. The next show that came on was Family Matters. It was this hilarious show about a black cop, and there was a guy, the character's name was Urkel. I don't know his name, but my cousin Kyle could do the Urkel impression to perfection, and we used to make him do it all the time. It's one of the funniest things ever, but it was a black show. But again, in all my years of watching it, I don't think that was ever discussed. It just wasn't something anyone cared about. White shows, black shows. Now that you're cramming everything down people's faces, it creates more hatred. It creates more division from everybody. It's a really, really crappy place to be. Mike, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on, man? I just heard you mentioning tactical retreats, and I've always thought that people should talk more about the Chosen Reservoir in the 1st Marine Division.
Yep. And 1st Marine Division surrounded by eight Chinese divisions, completely surrounded. They knew they had to get out. They had to get out. They were surrounded. So they had to fight their way out. They had to fight their way out of Chosen Reservoir to get back down south. Now, were those Marines and Army, there was an Army contingent there, acquitted themselves very well. Were they cowards? Were they cowards because they left? Of course not. What they did was necessary. Necessary. You people who don't want to leave the blue states, again, I'm not dogging on you, and I know some people, you're taking care of mom, or you have a job that can't, or some people are in a divorce situation where they only get to see their kids if they're there. And I understand all those things, man. I get it, that it's everyone can't do it. I get it. But if you can, I need you here. I need you in Texas. We need reinforcements. We don't have enough of you in Texas. I'm telling you to move because I need you. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe. As a man that served honorably for 5 years and left the Army in a lower rank than he was when he went in, I would like to know what the most trouble you got in the service was.
Okay. I got pretty close to being demoted in Iraq. When I was in Iraq, initially they promoted me to corporal. So that took me into being a non-commissioned officer. And again, I just want to clarify, I was an average Marine. I'm not any hero or anything like that. Just a normal average Marine. And I got promoted, and we had some officers. I'm not even going to give their position with the company. I don't like officers really at all. I don't care for officers. I also, according to the wife, I don't think this is true. The wife says I have a real problem with authority, especially if I view authority as being stupid or selfish or inept. And what, Chris? That's not true anyway. She's a liar, and now you're a liar anyway. We had some officers in Iraq that I did not appreciate at all. I did not appreciate their unwillingness to go do the things they wanted us to go do. I did not appreciate, if we're just going to put a fine point on it, I didn't appreciate their stupidity. I remember one of the officers, I'm not going to name his name, when we were in Kuwait getting ready to go across, he actually at one point in time grabbed somebody's a heavy machine gun is how I'm going to describe it to you for the civilians who don't know what I'm talking about. But he grabbed somebody's machine gun, and he showed us the foolproof way, he said, to take a fast mover, take a jet, take a fighter jet out of the plane with the machine gun. So I really did not appreciate that at all, and I got a little bit insubordinate with some officers. And had it not been for our company gunny, then company first sergeant, a man I love to death, pulling me aside and telling me, please don't get demoted. Need you over here. I would have got demoted in Iraq. So there, that's one of the ways. There were other ways. You know what? I'll tell you one of those in a second. Then we'll get back to all this. But first, there are heroes out there though. They're veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. They didn't magically disappear now that Iraq and Afghanistan went away. They're still out there, oftentimes without fingers, toes, hands, legs, arms. These guys have a different quality of life now because of their service, and they get forgotten. Tunnel to Towers builds these guys smart homes so they can shower without the wife needing to help them, without a full-blown staff. They can cook for themselves. The beauty of it is they feel like less of a burden on other people. Give them quality of life. That's what Tunnel to Towers does. $11 a month is all they ask for. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. It's not a small thing, man. For a veteran out there, it's everything. Help Tunnel to Towers help them. All right?
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to the eating of the bugs and the calls in a second. I just have to finish this story. Yes, the trouble I got in the Marines. To answer your question, Chris, no, I never got in trouble sneaking down to Tijuana. We were in San Diego when we were doing School of Infantry training, and the first thing they did was tell us, hey, you're not allowed to go to Tijuana. It's too dangerous. So you might as well just drive us down to the border and drop us off. We're all thinking, well, that sounds like a good time. They never did catch us doing that. You do remember the story. I did have to bribe a Tijuana cop to keep my buddy out of jail. So that wasn't good. That's not ideal. And you young Marines who listen to my show, fellas, please hear me. This is me. All right. This isn't your command or anything like that. This isn't your mom. This is me. I've made all the mistakes. You really can't go to Tijuana now. It's much different now than it was. It's a war zone. It's not like it was lovely back then, but it's so much worse now and so dangerous. If you're in San Diego, come on. Be smart. Stay out of Tijuana, all right? No TJ, boys. No TJ. But no, Chris, they're not going to go. They'll listen to me because I'm not in charge of them anymore. Now, that's one. Another way I got in trouble, actually, my watch commander threatened to punch me in the throat for this one. We had, I told you I was in the infantry, but they made me, sometimes it's called FAP. They'll FAP you out. That means they take you out of your unit. You don't have any choice in this. And they'll make you go do something else for 6 months because there's some kind of shortage somewhere. I got fapped out to, you would know them as the MPs, although that's not what they're called in the Marines. They're called the Provost Marshal's Office. They made me go be a cop for 6 months. Well, I didn't want to be a cop. I wanted to be back in my infantry unit. I wanted to be with all my friends. And so I would do everything I could possibly do to get kicked out of being a cop. They ended up putting me in charge of the watch. But one of the things they started to institute when I was a cop there is they put cameras in the cop cars, only the cameras didn't just face out. The cameras faced in. And if you exceeded a certain speed or the camera sensed any unsafe driving, it would start recording you. Or if you hit a bad bump, essentially anything that jars the camera would start recording you. And then the watch commander, he would come in the next day and he'd review the footage. And if you were acting like an idiot on the camera, you really didn't want to set it off at all. You really did not want to set it off at all. Well, remember, I was trying to get kicked out. I had as much fun as I could have turning on the lights so I could blow through all the stop signs and stuff like that. But I really wanted to get kicked out. So I would routinely reach up when I was driving, I would reach up and I would hit the camera so it would turn on and start recording. And then I would start recording a diary entry, essentially. Cruising around out here tonight, just got a Subway foot long, little disappointed. I don't think I got the extra cheese I wanted. Anyway, whoa, look at that chick there. And I would do these running stupid commentary things. And one day, I come in the next day, having done this one night before, and all I hear is, Kelly! And he threw a bunch of other words in there that I can't say because there are kids listening to the show. And he calls me into his office, and he starts screaming, what is wrong with you? There's seriously something wrong with you. I want to punch you in the beeping throat. I can still remember it like it was yesterday. But the problem for him was, he had just reviewed the tape before he called me in. And he was having a difficult time, as loud as he was, keep a straight face because he knew it was funny. So he ended up just giving me the, just get out of my office, Kelly. And that was one of the greats. That was really great. He couldn't contain himself. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Mike in Mississippi. Go, boss.
You know, that's going to pop up on YouTube if it's still out there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you started last week a story about CCR and the long guitar solo and heard it through a grapevine. And then, of course, you wandered off from it, as you often do. And you didn't come back, just like you often don't.
Dang
and
it.
Finish the story.
Okay. I have a story about the story Mike just told right there. Hold on, Chris. Shut up, Chris. Shut up, Michael. So last week, Chris played I Heard It Through the Grapevine as one of the lead-in songs. Chris, is that what you call it when you play a song going into it? A lead-in song? Anyway, I heard it. CCR, greatest band of all time, did a version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It's something like 11 minutes long. And last week I was about ready to go off on it. And then I lost my train of thought and started talking about something else. As Mike just pointed out, I have a low IQ and that happens a lot. I will wander off to different areas and you never know if I'm coming back. Should I improve that? Yes. Will I? Probably not. Probably not. Anyway, it's funny he brought that up because it was last week. I bet you it was the night it happened. It was last week where I got home that night, and this has happened to me before. I got home that night. I was messing with the wife and the kids. We were having fun, and then they all went to bed. And I was too wired. I usually am when I get home to go right to bed. They all went to bed, and I was sitting there thinking to myself, wait a minute. I started a story tonight about something, and I forget what it was, but I'm almost positive I forgot to return and finish the story. I know I do it all the time, Chris, okay? I'm getting better, but all right?
My focus is just stay focused.
I'm getting a lot better. It's funny Mike called in and brought it up because he's 100% right. That was the story. I knew I'd started one, and I knew I forgot where I was going. Anyway, my only riff on the CCR, I heard it through the grapevine thing, is they made the same mistake that so many other people make. Artists will make this mistake all the time. Really creative people, which I am not. You know, these people who can write music and draw things and stuff like that. Really creative people will do this all the time. They think you want to hear them jam out on the guitar. Look, I enjoy the guitar as much as the next man. Give me a 30-second guitar solo. Maybe shred for a minute, something like that. Nobody wants to hear you just go off on a 6-7 minute guitar solo. Nobody does. Nobody wants to go hear that at all. No one's interested in that. But the people who think they are, it's always the artist. No. And you know why? This is why oftentimes live music sucks. Now, I love going to live music. I love concerts. And if there's a live, there's a place here locally that does these big crawfish boils and they'll bring in a live band and they're a good time. But if you get a live music album of some kind, it almost always sucks. Why? Because the band, it'll be some crappy band like the Dave Matthews Band or something like that. And they'll say, hey, man, we should just, let's go on a guitar riff for 10 minutes. That'll be cool. No, it's not cool. It sucks. Just play the song. There. See, Mike? What, Chris? Well, I don't know why you're shaking your head. I knew I would finish it eventually. I knew I would come back around to it. Thanks, Mike. Anyway, we'll get back to those in a second. Just once again, remember, the system is always lying to you, always manipulating you. CBS Saturday Morning just ran a segment, this is according to Newsbusters, about why you need to eat bugs. How great it is to eat bugs. Have you noticed in your magazines, on your television commercials, have you noticed that there's been a real elevation in the number of people and the number of entities talking to you about bugs and why bugs are good and bugs are delicious and there's so much protein in bugs and just eat the cockroaches? That's not an accident. It's because they've declared war on the beef industry and they intend to win that war. That's a fact. Got to be smart enough, got to be strong enough to fight against that stuff. Now, we'll be back with an email or two, maybe a call or two, headlines I didn't get to. We also need to get to you. And the fact you haven't got your testosterone levels checked because you're running out of energy at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. You don't know why you're feeling down more and more lately. You can't quite figure it out. It's because your T levels are low. You're drinking estrogen. It's not your fault. It's in the water. It's in the plastics. We friggin' shower in it, man. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. That's not your fault. But we do have to do something about it. And we shouldn't go knocking on Big Pharma's door, now should we? Ladies, same thing with you. Why do you think you're dragging your butt around by 3 or 4 in the afternoon? Get some natural herbal supplements. A focused natural herbal supplement plan inside of your body. Take it every day for 90 days. And then I want you to email me and tell me how you feel because those emails bless me so much. Jesse, I'm 80. I'm bouncing off the walls. Jesse, I can't even nap anymore. This stuff is great. Jesse, thank you so much. I love it, man. CHOQ.com. Chalk. The anti-communists at Chalk. Our people. Male vitality stack. Female vitality stack. They sell subscriptions 35% off. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse is how you get the 35% off. Go do it, all right? One more segment. Let's have some fun. Hang on.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to play it again. This is Mark Houck. His crime was reading Bible verses, singing worship songs at abortion clinics, trying to save lives. All the local police departments refused to prosecute or do anything to Mark Houck. This is how the FBI treated him.
I want you to know that the Philadelphia PD and the DA in Philadelphia, as well as the Civil Affairs Department, did not intend to prosecute. They had no interest in that. 5 days later, this is 2022, I was served a target letter on the same street corner with my 12-year-old boy. A target letter that I was a target of a federal indictment. Fast forward to September 23rd. My attorneys reached out stating that we would peacefully present ourselves to the district. There would be no need to come out to his house and disrupt his family and cause any trauma to them. That he's a peaceful man, he will come in. In August of 2022, my attorney reached out to me and says, have you heard from the assistant U.S. attorney? I said, no. She won't return my phone calls, he says. I said, well, maybe we'll just let sleeping dogs lie. On September 23rd, my home was raided by 10 unmarked and marked units, state troopers, federal law enforcement personnel. I had five federal agents on my doorstep at 6:30 in the morning with long guns pointed at me and my seven children. They banged on the door and they said, open up. They did not even declare who they were that day. They didn't even ask me, could you please open the door with the FBI? They just said, open up. I went to the door. I was up. I said, who is it? They said, it's the FBI. Open up. So I opened up the door peacefully. I said, please stay calm. I have seven babies in here. They pointed M16 guns at me and my wife. My wife comes down and says, do you have a warrant for his arrest? They said, we're taking him with or without a warrant. My wife said, you can't do that. That's kidnapping. We proceeded to go into a 4.5-month trial that, as you know, and have said previously that we were acquitted of. But I was facing 11 years in prison, and I had every prospect in my heart that I would be in federal prison away from my seven children.
The state troopers helped them. You know what I've been saying about the state police? How your state police need to stop cooperating with the FBI. Your state police need to freeze out the FBI. State police need to kick out the FBI. If you think that's too extreme, then you don't understand where we're going. All right? Jesse, this is an email. It's over. I appreciate your optimism and understand why. You have kids and it's your job, but I think you know it. Our dollar is practically worthless. Our citizenship is becoming worthless, and unfortunately, the time for optimism has passed. I could say more, but pithiness might be the best. God bless and Godspeed. His name is Adam, trying to escape California. It's never over, Adam. It's never over till it is. And let's say you're right, because you could be. What if the dollar is going to collapse, and that very well could happen? What if the federal government is just too big and too powerful and the states won't stand up to it, and what we're going to experience now for the next 50 years in this country is just a complete, well, communist takeover? What if you're right about that? Well, here's how I view that. I have lived 41 years on this planet. I've had many, many adventures. I should be dead several times over, but for God's own grace, that's the only reason I'm still here. I am not entitled to another 41 years of living the way I lived my last 41 years. People throughout the history of the world have lived through horrible times, sometimes their whole life. Think how many people, look at the various periods of time throughout history. Think how many people were born and died under horrific regimes, horrific conditions. All they ever knew was horrible. Think if you're a child. You're a child. You're born in the Soviet Union in 1940.
1940, you're born in the Soviet Union. And you live to be 45, 50 years old, not uncommon back then because of how everything degraded. And then you die. Well, that person lived under horrific regimes their entire life. We are not entitled to the same country we've always had. We will either fight to preserve it or we will lose it. But either way, it is what it is. We don't get to choose. All right? You don't get to choose much in this life. You can choose your towels. That's thankful. You can choose your towel set. You can choose to live like some kind of subhuman peasant with your towels. Or what, Chris? Or you can choose to upgrade to MyPillow's six-piece towel set. And I know what you're saying, Jesse. I can't afford it. Jesse, they're too expensive. They're $99.98. Who can afford that stuff? And I would normally sympathize, except you're wrong. You see, right now they're on clearance for $25. Six-piece towel set, two baths, two hand towels, two washcloths. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use the promo code Jesse. Yes, your country's going down in flames, but you will dry off in comfort. And isn't that the most important thing? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Go get your six-piece towel set. Don't miss out on a deal like that when you're saving that kind of money. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Exclusive. Chinese donors to university housing Biden think tank have ties to Hunter Biden's business deals. It's just so wild that this is already built in for you and built in for me, but the president of the United States of America is actually compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. Direct financial links. It's just, man, we're doing well. Consumer debt passes $17 trillion for the first time, despite a slide in mortgage demand. I know people are trying to maintain a standard of living right now. Everyone's trying to keep their head above water. Please don't drain your savings now before the times to come. You're not going to want to be zeroed out when we get where we're going, all right? How a left-wing activist group teamed up with Big Pharma to push radical gender ideology on American hospitals. This is what they do. They fully fund and staff these various groups. There's a group here and a group there and a group you've never heard of. And then the group you've never heard of does things you wouldn't even think of. They're out there lobbying Big Pharma, who will work with the government. And soon you turn around and your country's gone and you wonder, what in the heck? How did that happen? Sorority sisters file lawsuit against Kappa Kappa Gamma for allowing 6'2" trans-identified male with, I'm not going to read the rest of that, into their Wyoming sorority. One of these girls, their father, is a listener to the show, father or mother, I forget. I am proud of these girls for filing a lawsuit that takes guts in this day and age. Good for them. Let's hope they get this nutball swinging his way on out the door. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back tomorrow. Not to brag, going to knock out 3 days in a row this week. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.